We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Bass.
Nope.
Volume.
Yes.
Okay. Well, look. Pump. I'm gonna be.
I just said yes.
Pump.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yep.
I thought volume first.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking there's no way they use a word with that many letters.
Nah, they've been pretty strong these last few days. I've had to be extra careful.
Air the other day. Air!
Don't look at me. I don't make up the words.
Anyway, your word this hour is volume. To steal beast bonus. V-O-L-U-M-E. Volume. Text that to 72881, and you are registered. If you don't win this time, you'll have another chance in hashtag third hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. And it's brought to you by Anna John Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE.
So you remember, so I texted you guys this weekend because I was writing a card, right? And I wrote congratulations, and without paying attention, put a J. And I'm like, and then when I got done, I'm like, that don't look right.
Someone posted a meme. I don't know. Someone sent something. Was it you guys, or like, am I just having deja vu that it came from you? A meme of saying everyone writes congrats because they can't write congratulations. And it was spelled with a J-U-L. Yeah.
I caught myself.
Yeah.
Caught myself.
I love autocorrect. It's the best.
No.
You know, sometimes
I was writing on a card, Tobin. There's no autocorrect.
Oh, that's on you. That's on you and the stranger who wrote this Miami Marlins letter to us. Want to know whether or not they should bring in Ubaldo Jimenez.
Do you think that guy's listening now?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Back in the old days, I used to often get mail from the federal prison system, also collect calls from the federal prison system.
Oh, sure.
That was the thing. That's all the entertainment they had.
That's cool, man. I love the guys in prison, man.
I do, too.
Shout out. You think they like hashtag third hour?
Love it.
They must love it.
It's what they got.
Yeah. Because otherwise, they would have had to be like, oh, Levitard again. We're listening to, we already heard that. They don't have podcasts in prison.
Correct. No podcasting in prison.
Do they not have podcasts in prison?
Neither is Nielsen.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So the Miami Heat beat is reporting that Juwan Howard will be the next head coach, the University of Michigan. We're still waiting for confirmation.
So mad you angered him into losing our scoop.
He would not have texted anyways at that point in time.
Yes, he would have.
He doesn't like to do that, like use his friends for news.
He would have done it if you didn't mention the boss.
If I didn't mention the boss, would you have texted your buddy before? Or you just weren't in the mood last time?
He was going to do it. And as soon as you brought up the B word.
Oh, well, do we go with that or not?
Really? Is that just like a not yet?
I don't know. I'll talk to him later.
Oh, spicy. Yeah. Things could get spicy.
Well, we can't say anything that we
can't
just
say anything. But Heat beat might have been early.
No, we don't know that.
We don't know.
We know that something hasn't officially.
Nothing's official yet, I would say.
All right, whatever.
You guys have to say something, right? Like, I'm cool with. No, I'm good.
We're still making the crawl. We could be like, hey, this guy, this station said it's not official yet.
And speaking of crawl,
no
look at
this. We're not making the crawl. We're not on the crawl.
Unfortunately. For you guys, I value certain things more than you do.
Yeah, we understand.
So I don't care how
he just wants retweets, and I just want to see my name on the TV.
I care more about my friendship
than I do about
the information.
Yeah, retweets,
retweets,
and
right. Bro.
Yeah. No.
Retweets.
No.
Followers. Just because I threw the lizard
I
on
like
you?
To know. I like to know. Wait.
Beast wants a hit on Sports Center.
I like to know, though. I do like to know. All right. But
We still get that Strokins in Jersey?
Yeah, we can get that. Next time I go.
What else you got, Beast?
Okay, so we got Marlins. We're still calling it the Spider Watch because we don't want to abandon that until it's officially over. They're at Detroit tonight, 7:10 first pitch. Caleb Wiff going for the Fish. It'll be Spencer Turnbull going for the Tigers, 7:10 your first pitch. In the NABA, I don't know why I'm speaking Spanish subtly. Milwaukee is up 2-1. They're at Toronto tonight. 8:30 is your tip. We'll have it at 7:30 here on the ticket. We're home for your Eastern and Western Conference Finals.
You ever wish that the Dwayne Wade, this is my house game, wasn't in an L Heat jersey? I think about that sometimes.
I don't even think about what jersey he was wearing. I just know it was awesome.
Oh, you know, the Golden State Warriors with the black vice jersey.
Yeah.
That was great, too.
And that was amazing.
I was there.
That was perfect. And then he tried to do one last jump in the last home game. And he tore his ACL.
Three times, tried to get up there.
Wow.
Crazy.
They should have brought him a ladder.
He goes, I got to be honest with you guys, after that game, he says, listen, I don't know if I could play tomorrow. I'm going to try. Triple-double last game.
He did play like 40 minutes.
I know. And then Udonis coming through. Udonis. Getting that triple-double. Love him.
Did Dwayne Wade have any moments in the Floridians jersey? Remember that one? Remember those?
Yeah.
I remember him and LeBron having some alley-oops. And
you do realize
that clutch.
That.
All right. What?
Well, tread lightly.
No, what are you doing?
Say your joke.
We talk about D Wade and his final moments, and then you just kind of throw UD in there.
Mm-mm. Minus one.
Thou shall not speak ill.
He was 3-35
of you.
Minus one.
He had a double-double that game.
Listen.
He was stroking it.
And he hit the clutch for the triple-double.
We have one rule in the show. Thou shall not speak ill of UD.
Can we get a sign in the new building?
Well, that's up to us. This
can
interior
we get like
decorator.
A mosaic of Udonis Haslam?
I'm telling you. So there's going to be a sports.
You better get it from a few years ago. Because there's no pictures.
Minus one.
The sports. You know what? You should have to sit in timeout. For like
there's
2 minutes.
There's no recent pictures of him playing.
Minus one.
Come on, man. Like, stop.
We are going to have a sports mural.
Why we can't? We can love UD, but keep it real.
But we have to figure out what's going to be
not
to
keeping it real.
I am keeping it real.
Keeping it fake.
Figure out what's going to be on the mural.
Besides the last game, when was the last time you played more than
minus
15
one.
Minutes?
Night before.
No, he didn't.
Can you stop?
Wait. I might go on the limb and say he didn't play 48 minutes almost all year.
Minus one.
You've really dug yourself a hole here. Minus points.
Let's see.
Real quick while Tobin's looking up.
No.
Oh, you got
it? Smart guy. 74 minutes this year.
What do you know?
Okay.
Not even a career low. That was last year. 72 minutes.
And plus, keep in mind, that's because they pumped him full of minutes those last two games.
Minus one.
Just saying.
What are you doing?
Huh? Keeping it real.
No, you're not. No,
like,
you're not.
I can love UD,
you're keeping
but
it fake.
Like, he played 74 minutes the whole year.
How dare you?
How dare me what? Repeat stats?
The OG, man.
It's just rude.
You don't go after the OG.
It's just rude. I would never say this about some Michigan legend.
Yes, you would.
Never.
Oh, that means Robbie's getting ready to crank it up.
That was for you. That was just.
Oh, wait. I can't get the horn is your thing. That's not. Like,
it's for the show.
It's a show thing, but Robbie just uses it more often. Hey, and also the last story, the Bills will issue OJ's number 32 for the first time since 1977.
The Sonoris Perry.
Yeah. Like, I think.
Kind of feels like they had a new equipment guy that just forgot.
So Perry, weird. You got 32.
I got to tell you. There's a lot of stories out there that people that you may have slipped your mind. That ain't one of them.
Hopefully Perry doesn't have a white Bronco.
They don't make those anymore.
Hopefully his roommate's not named Cato.
They don't make those anymore.
Crazy.
It could have been Rakeem Cato, Marshall quarterback.
Now, maybe question. Here. Question. How would you feel if your teammate wanted OJ's number?
You have to kill for it.
Oh boy. Freaking Deadspin, dude.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh wow.
Hey. Robbie.
That's it, we're going down.
You know, after three strikes, they asked you to put your bat back and go sit in the dugout.
I fouled a couple off.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. But oh, no, really. Man. Like, everybody's talking about the Bills or whatever. How do you feel about if a player, say if I make, who could I use here? St. Dan Marino.
Yes.
Okay, if he got caught up in something and they decided 15 years from now to reissue his jersey.
Right.
Would the teammates, like, no, man, that's royalty.
I mean, I don't think he has anybody here still. Like, if JT was still on the team, then yeah, I think they would probably be like,
come on, man. Marino way.
Like, that's Marino. Oh, by the way, we got an update on that too. I'm very upset about that, but I want to save it.
Can you bring that up, please? Because I'd rather.
I want to give that more breathing room.
Get off the OJ topic.
No, it's not.
But no, it's an honest question. Like, for the most part, the players honor former players more than the organization.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to situations like that, you know, for example.
It'd be like if anybody's going to, like, if Tom Brady somehow got caught as a Ponzi schemer. And then they just never issued 12, and then somebody got 12. And, like, what do you think? Some, like, Edelman's going to be outraged on it on WEEI years later?
I mean, that's kind of how it works, right? It's always the people that...
Yeah, but, like...
See, me personally...
I think it's just weird that they're doing
it. I can separate the football player from the personal guy.
I think the thing that's weird about it is that, like, it's Sonoris Perry. Like, it just feels like he's just like, hey, can I have number 32? And the guy looked at the... Almost like an intern was doing the equipment room was just like, yeah, available. I'll stitch it up for you. See, he's like, cool. See you then. Nobody even knew. Just such a weird thing. Like,
it's weird that it would happen now.
Seems like an oversight.
To a free agent.
Yeah.
Like, not even a high draft pick or, you know. Yeah, it's odd. But is it, you know, like, it's odd that a player would want it.
Right.
More odd than a player would want it, or is would give it?
He may not know. He may not know what OJ's number is. He may not know.
Are you serious?
I don't think that's that crazy that Sonoris Perry doesn't know what OJ Simpson's number was.
I think everybody knows.
No, that's not true, Leroy. People much younger than, like, people in their 20s now have no concept of OJ.
I think I'm telling you, Leroy, there's a lot of people who don't know that OJ was a great football player.
Yeah, they have no idea.
They only think of him as a murderer. Like, don't understand what the fame is.
Yeah,
it's a strange thing. So I wouldn't think it's that crazy that a player wouldn't know.
I mean, he was
Ryan Tannehill didn't even know what the divisions were.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, that was on Hard Knocks.
Well, the only reason let me correct that. The only reason why I knew is because I went to school in the area. Okay, that's the only reason why I knew. But I mean, Seattle used to be in the AFC, so.
Arizona used to be in the NFC East.
Right. So it's moved around.
Tampa Bay was in the Central.
Right.
And when they played the Green Bay Packers, it was the Battle of the Bay of Pigs.
Vikings. We played the Vikings twice a year.
That's pretty established when Tannehill came into the league.
Yes.
But what do you expect from a guy who used to be a college wide receiver?
By the way, can we give a point to this fifth texter down? I mean, I'm already on Deadspin. I don't know what it's safe to read.
Let's see.
It's five texts down from the 954.
Oh, God. No, no.
Can't read that?
No.
Nah.
No.
Nah, let's pass on that. I'm very disappointed. That's something he was announced yesterday. It hurt my heart. The city of Miami hurt my heart yesterday. We'll tell you about that next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy Beast here with you on The Ticket. We'll give you another chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 40 minutes' time. So yesterday,
I was wrong, by the way.
About what?
A lot of people thought OJ was an actor, didn't know OJ played for the Bills.
Yeah, man, it was a long time ago.
Still in the Hall of Fame.
100%. Okay. 100%. All but, right. You know, it's not what he's most famous for by a long shot anymore. Not even close.
Nobody remembers Amon Rashad being a football player. Everyone just remembers him for the TV show.
Right. Is there any other... I mean... Who's the guy, the actor that played for the Rams? He was a linebacker. Old guy.
Terry Crews, I think.
Mr. Belvedere. What was the name of that show?
Well, I mean, there was the dad from Webster.
That's who I'm talking about.
That that was a
he
NFL
was a Rams
player.
Linebacker yeah. or something. Guess what? Bo used to tell us a story about somebody. Harmon, the actor. Is it Tom Harmon?
Mark Harmon.
Mark Harmon. He was a quarterback for the UCLA.
And yeah. his dad went to Michigan. You know?
Yep. But he was a quarterback at UCLA.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some guys.
You know, The Rock. It's an obvious one.
No. Those don't count.
Hey.
I'm talking about guys who were good football players.
Hey.
No. Guys who made
minus
a career.
Minus one.
No. Guys who made a career in football. Mm. Not guys who played.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think The Rock is a football player. Rock's background is wrestling.
Right.
Like, he's the U. Shout out to renaming the locker room after you, but, you know. Come on, man. So, I got a lot of notifications last night. A lot of people in my mentions.
Oh, man.
Sending
Are you
me,
sure? Are you hurt?
Sending me this news out of Dallas, which it pissed me off. I'm not going to lie. It really annoyed me. This writer for, I guess, Locked On Mavs says, Nowitzki Way is coming. It's replacing Olive Street, which runs right in front of Victory Plaza and the American Airlines Center all the way to 75. So, a couple reasons I'm annoyed by this. One, this Dirk Wade thing has been a thing all of this final season between the tribute videos, the ways they decided to retire, bringing up the frostiness, as the Big Schnitzel calls it, between him and Wade during the 06, 07, 08 run, all that kind of stuff. So it hurt my heart that a movement we started back in August to get Biscayne Boulevard in front of the American Airlines Arena renamed Dwayne Wade Boulevard still sits in limbo with no changes seeming to come. And this is what I mean by this. For you guys not knowing the process of this, the way it works is you need to have commissioners at a hearing put forth a proposition to get the road renamed.
Right.
Then it needs to be approved on the state level if you were to do Biscayne Boulevard. If they were to do something like 8th Avenue, which is the street that runs perpendicular to it in front of American Airlines Arena, that is something that's city-owned. They basically could do it in a hearing by themselves. So all I've been hearing from politicians left and right, whether it be, you know, from mayor's office, state office, like we had, what's-his-face in here?
Greco.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, all these people saying positive vibes. Oh, yeah, we want to get it done. Oh, yeah, we want to get it done. But the ball has not been exactly rolling. It's all just been, yeah, we'd support it. Yeah, we'd do it. Yeah, we want to make it done. And yet we sit here still with no road or no proposition for a road to get renamed. All we have is my official proclamation on Twitter and a Twitter video with endorsements from the likes of Shaquille O'Neal, Caron Butler, and Alonzo Mourning and Goran Dragic telling you to rename Dwayne Wade Biscayne Boulevard after Dwayne Wade. So it hurts my heart to know that Dallas cares enough to get the ball rolling right after he retires, while I gave the city of Miami the headway of the entire basketball season to rename Dwayne Wade Street, and you haven't done anything about it.
Why don't you get the
other than tell me that you want to get it done? Hold on, Beast.
Okay.
Allow me to give more details.
Will do.
Before you jump in.
Sorry, sir.
So, part two, this is the part that really yanks on my chain. Them actually calling into action and getting it done. From Fox 4 News in Dallas, Leroy. June hearing set for the renaming of Dallas Street for retired Maverick star Dirk Nowitzki. They write, the process is officially underway to rename a Dallas Street for retired Maverick star Dirk Nowitzki. Three Dallas councilmen have kickstarted an effort that could result in Olive Street in front of the American Airlines Center becoming Nowitzki Way. The portion of Olive Street between North Field and Victory will be changed. The idea to rename the street for Nowitzki gained steam after he announced his retirement in April. That's last month. It took him a month. And three people have signed a proclamation. I told them to do it in August. And all I've been telling, oh, great idea, keys to the city, big Dwayne Wade Boulevard day. Well, where the hell is it? It took Dallas. They ride on horses there.
It took them a month to rename a road after the Big Schnitzel.
Wait, want me to tell you the worst
and
part?
And Dwayne Wade, who's done three times as much than that loser has over in Dallas. Three times as much, three times the parades that he has. And we're still sitting on our hands saying, well, state has to approve. Get the hell out of here.
Want to know the worst part?
What?
When it does get done, watch how many politicians show up.
A bunch of them. Glad-handing, photo ops, shaking hands, kissing babies, all of this stuff that's been done. I mean, it's unbelievable, man.
Why don't we get the governor involved?
Governor Schmovener.
We got a new governor.
Like, I can't even get these council people to get it done.
Yeah, but maybe DeSantis can get it
all
done.
All it is, we don't want to ruffle feathers. Ruffle feathers. The greatest athlete in Miami history. Dan Marino has a street. Don Shula has a street.
He has an expressway.
A highway. Dwayne Wade should have, come on. A highway Don Shula has. What are we talking about here? I mean, this is the thing that annoys me about it. Look, it's all been one good that I've been hearing a lot of great stuff. Hearing is great. I love hearing great things and love hearing that people support ideas. But what I want is action.
If you want action, you're dealing in the wrong city.
Yeah, I mean, nothing gets done here.
You want to know something? You're right. I shouldn't expect much from this city. But I was hoping that this is one of the things that's so obvious. Not even this place could mess it up.
Well,
you'd be wrong.
I take you to this. I take you to this. A writing from Shandell Richardson of The Athletic.
Love Shandell.
This is an article.
How long ago?
In November. The marketing push has already earned the attention from local government. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez has begun the process, putting together a proposal that the city supports the move. The legislation must be moved to the state, according to Suarez. That could happen as early as December. December!
It's 5 months ago.
Dallas got it done in 3 weeks.
Sorry, 6 months ago.
3 weeks! That's a disgrace. There's nothing left to be said about that. They could get it done.
As Will Smith would say, welcome to Miami.
It's so embarrassing. It's embarrassing that they could get that done for their best basketball player in less than a month. And here we are, yet almost a year since we first put forth the official proclamation on social media. And nothing. Just a whole bunch of, we'll get to it. When? It should have been done. And in fact, here's the thing that drives me most crazy about it. If you guys go back to the original idea when I put this forward, we were saying this before Dwayne Wade even decided to come back for this season.
Correct.
We didn't know. The idea originated by giving this little push to get Dwayne Wade to play in an arena that was on his street, because it should have taken like that. That fast should have been done.
Remember when we had the vision of, like, all of Biscayne from, like, the Dade Broward border?
All of it. Because that's what he deserves.
Right.
All of it.
We can't even get a block.
All of it.
Hey. This was directed at me. And you can figure out why.
God.
Leroy, I don't want to bring race into it, but all the guys who got streets are
white dudes. White dudes.
And Jose Canseco.
He got his taken away, and he's actually partially to blame why the city haven't had any kind of thing. Because of some cockamamie thing where they're like, can't name it after people living. Well, you know, what if Dwayne Wade steals a bunch of puppies? One of the most honorable citizens the city has had.
We should be driving down the Riley Expressway, too.
Yeah, one day. But he's still in his career. I was trying to do this to put a bow on a beautiful thing.
Bring him in. Let Dwayne Wade play in an arena that's on his street. And then, once everybody was on board with the idea, they're like, hey, that's a great idea. I was hoping that the city had higher standards than how we run things here. When we go into meetings and we're just like, anybody got any ideas? I got an idea. That's a great idea. Anybody going to come through with it? Nah. But that's how it is.
So shout out to the big schnitzel. Congratulations on your road and your politicians who got it done for you in 3 weeks.
Speaking of which, the Beckham group, Jorge Mas soccer group.
Yep.
Now we're back to Overtown. Moving away from the golf course.
Oh, enough already.
Wait.
They're living in Fort Lauderdale.
What happened to that grand, that little shed they blew up?
No, that's going to be their, that's going to be like their facility.
Hey, questions.
They ditched Mel Reese?
They're ditching Mel Reese.
Question.
Yes.
I'm going to just throw this out there. Because it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, yes.
If you have enough money to build two stadiums,
yep.
Why don't you just build one you want?
Well, the Fort Lauderdale one is going to be for, like, their academy and their second-tier team. They need that facility anyways.
Okay. Wait, second-tier team?
Yeah, minor leagues.
They're going to have a minor league team.
Bring back the strikers?
You do understand this is American soccer.
No, I understand. But
okay,
they are building it based on the European system where you have an academy where kids go basically from a young age and learn academics and soccer at the same time, and those kids build up, and then they get to be on, like, the U18 team or the U20 team, and you need a stadium for them to play in.
Oh.
What do we got?
Interesting.
I want to see.
Nope, you're not trusted.
I'll trust it. I'm not saying anything.
Nah, can't. Hey, don't do it. All right.
At least we know Beast can't call the AP.
Oh, man. All right, I had to get that off my chest. I'm sorry,
boys. Go and take my phone call, the AP.
I'm sorry. I went off the rails like that.
I know you, and I question whether I should venture down that rabbit hole.
Things got weird.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat.
Guys, Captain Curtis comes on after us every single day, bringing that sports knowledge. Check it on out here just before 4, right here on AM790 FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket, a radio.com sports station. Dolphins at OTAs continuing on today. Brian Flores. He's got a new slogan, Robbie. Is this the deal? He's got something that's rolling on, something called TNT.
Takes no talent.
Takes no talent.
To what, play football?
I'm not really feeling that
to do with, like, jumping off sides. Like, you know, that takes no talent to line up right and do all the little stuff.
All right. Let me hear him out on this. Let me know, Robbie. Give me a little thumbs up. I want to know what Brian Flores, because I remember Sperano's used to be feed the wolf. Got to feed the wolf.
There's a lot of things that you can do, and I think there's a space in this game for, well, really a space in everything to do the things well that really don't take no talent. So getting yourself in condition. And I tell my players this, I can go out there and get in condition if I just go out there and run every day. You know, I'm not going to do that, you know, not like they do, but I could do that. Any of us in here could do that. And that really takes no talent. It just takes hard work, effort. You could too, Mondo. You could get out there and run every day, and, I mean, you'll get in good shape. That's just what it is. But, you know, that's kind of the mindset behind it. And there's some things that you can take care of that, you know, everybody talks about, you know, this guy's that talented, this guy's talented, that person talented.
-1.
And a lot of things in this game come down to focus, execution, not making a dumb, you know, a bad penalty. And really that's not a talent issue. It's a focus issue. It's a mindset issue. And we just try to, you know, us as a staff, we try to make an emphasis of those specific things. The things that take no talent, I think those, you know, those are the details that help you win games.
Yeah, okay, well. Okay. No.
I guess I don't know.
Now, I'm going to say this to you.
Go ahead.
If I took that same attitude.
Yeah.
And gave it to the Hurricanes, how much better would they have been the last 4 years?
Oh, they would have committed so many dumb penalties.
Right. That's my point. That what he's saying,
Tito Adenibo,
doesn't sound sexy, but
gracious, Tito Adenibo.
He's basically saying we're not going to hurt ourselves.
That's great.
It doesn't sound great. Like, you guys are late.
It's a start.
If you eliminate all of the stupid mistakes and make your team more professional, and you start there, then where you go from that basic concept is pretty good.
Not a fan.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
How much better would the Hurricanes have been in the last 4 years if they didn't have stupid pre-snap penalties?
Yeah, it would have been okay. I don't think it's that much of a difference in the record.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you kidding me?
How many first-round picks do they have?
You know how many times they have jumped off sides?
In the overall, I see what you're saying. But
late hits, personal fouls.
In the macro situation,
unnecessary roughness.
They would not have been that much better.
They didn't have any false starts. They beating Clemson?
No. No.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, like, what?
Okay.
What? Okay, how many more wins would they have
had? Would beat Virginia, man.
I got my own saying. It's called TAT. Tat. Takes a lot of talent.
Minus one.
Minus one.
I think you should get plus one.
Take a lot of talent.
I think you should get plus one.
Well, because honestly, like
tough floor is like my own saying.
Tat normally goes with another word.
Two.
Minus one.
I'm telling you. Tat.
I like tat.
TNT.
TNT.
Come on. Tat. That's what it is.
Tat
takes a lot of talent.
Tell them, tat is so
you
much better.
You can't win with just talent.
Fellas, we got some tat, man.
Do pretty good.
This guy's, your misconception of what sports is baffles me on a daily basis.
I think that what is more important?
How many targeting penalties did the Hurricane have last year?
All right.
It led to ejections.
Oh, well, at least
three,
right?
Would you rather have a lot of talent, or would you have would you like to have a lot of guys that don't false start?
I will say this, that sometimes the less talented team can win by playing better football instead of just being talented.
Larry Mutunso used to false start a lot. And then now they've
here we go.
And now he doesn't do it anymore. Now he's seen as like the second best player in the Dolphins. He took away the false starts,
but
the talent is there.
I don't know if that's a good thing that he's considered the second best player on the Dolphins.
Okay, but it is.
He is by default.
He's a corner piece at left tackle because he stopped false starting.
He's a corner piece because they got no corner pieces other than their cornerback. It's like,
wait, I'm trying to figure out who's more of a Debbie Downer.
I'm being positive.
Or him.
I'm being positive.
He's being positive.
Oh, so it's you.
What about me?
Fire up the horn.
Why?
Because I just don't like your tone.
I'm getting minus one for tone?
You're not. You're.
I always get
getting a horn.
Your attitude towards the team. It's not positive.
I lose more points because of tone than anyone.
Hold on. We had a guy yesterday, Mike Clay. He predicted they're going to go 0-16. He's an analyst.
He doesn't count. You're
I thought
here
we were going to get him on the phone. Where we're going to get
you
him on the phone?
You got your feet on the ground.
I got Peter King. Ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Number 32 in this preseason power rankings.
That's fine.
Can we get this Clay on the phone?
That's fine.
Robbie, track him down.
Here's what he writes. He writes, so you hear things in this job. Some things you hear are true. Some things you're not sure about, and some sound so
he's hedging
smart.
His bet.
Hold on. Don't lash out. Some sound so smart and logical, you figure there's a good chance they are true. This falls in the third category. Miami owner Stephen Ross, either in a direct word to his football people or in every message to his football staff in months, has told them he wants a long-term quarterback above all things, whatever it takes, whether it be tanking this season or somehow getting in position to take a quarterback, they can be sure to be the next franchise quarterback for the Dolphins. That's the most important thing for Miami this season. T-A-T. Takes a lot of talent.
By the way, Texter chimes in. Do me a favor, Robbie. Don't ever be positive on the suicide hotline. Oh, gosh.
I'm telling you.
Huh?
TNT makes no sense.
Somebody said TMT takes more talent.
No, I agree with Tobin. It should be T-A-T.
TMT's okay, but I feel like it's getting a little close to TNM, who's like the new Miami.
Right.
So let's tread lightly here.
Who has more talent, the Mets or the Marlins?
But what are we doing there?
As I said, the Mets have more talent, but they TNT and they lost. They got swept.
The Marlins had the more talent. Their arms were more talented than the Mets' bats. So, no. I reject.
The Mets are throwing DeGrom out there.
Syndergaard. Argument.
Oh, no, this comes in.
Syndergaard's a has-been.
This is deep and philosophical on the text line brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. You can teach a tat to pick up TNT skills, but a TNT can't pick up tat skills.
Yeah, you know who's TNT? Chris Quinn.
A.K.A. you can't teach speed.
Chris Quinn's so TNT. But TAT, I'd rather have Bam. I'd rather teach Bam TNT but I have his TAT.
You do kind of need some of the TNT guys.
You know
win,
who
though.
Was TAT? Deion Jordan.
Nah.
Artificially, like, we know that he's been gassing up basically since college. The guy's
your left tackle.
Yeah, well, that was gas mask.
That was a whole different type of gas.
Deion Jordan was using that strip mall gas.
Okay, here. Can we make a couple of assumptions here? Can we assume that if you're on an NFL roster, you possess a level of talent that makes you NFL capable?
You know who's talented?
Somebody say TLLOT. Takes a lot of talent. Jeez, buddy, you don't.
It's get a little bit of a stretch. Yeah. He's not playing the game.
Like, you almost need to spell it out.
Minus one.
Now people are coming in with other things we can't say on the air.
I think that guy is being like, you're taking TAT and you're making it too long. That's why I didn't put TALOT. It's TAT.
Isn't that what I just said?
No, you read it, but I'm trying to explain to the guy why it's inefficient what he's doing.
Okay.
I don't think he understands what an acronym is.
We laughed at him. That's enough.
Minus one for Sass.
Minus one.
Welcome to my world.
Sass. How you determine what's sass?
I just did.
No, first of all, I should be exempt from all minus ones today. You threw a lizard at me.
We did go on a rant on Udonis Haslam slander. You're pretty much in the hole.
If you guys want to see the lizard that I threw on Leroy, go to the Ticket Miami on Instagram. It's in the story. Or you can go to my Twitter account, @Brendan_Tobin. It's there, too.
He took a picture with the lizard and was like, did I throw this at Leroy? Yes, I did.
It was good aim, too. It was like right there on the laptop.
I'm glad I wasn't here.
Oh, somebody said takes immense talent.
Oh, but that's a different word we can't
say.
Yeah, we can't say that. That's not cool. Can we spell it? Is that dumpable?
T-I-T?
Oh, well, you already did. There it is.
I see. Don't do that again.
All right. Leroy, be patient. Tobin has never played team sports.
The Dolphins receiver has all the TAT, but no TNT. No, he has bad hammies. That's what he has.
Like, he has had a sore hammy for 3 years.
Yeah. He would think he has, like, a personal masseuse, something that just keeps it right. Something.
Look. I blew out my hammy like last Tuesday.
We had the picnic.
He's with the TAL, takes a leg.
Man.
This is bad.
Wouldn't it be something if he just, it'd be the Dolphins' luck that he just balls out this year.
Oh, and they just have to pay him out the nose?
Would you?
No, he's under contract for 2 years.
No.
He's got 2 years.
Yeah, but that's like it's a fugazi 2 years, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's only like they only have to pay him if he does well.
$7 million a year.
Is it his opt out or is it like just a straight up 2 year deal?
Well, I think it's all the incentives in there. Like, they really only guaranteed it's like $5 million
per year.
If he balls out this year, he's making $13 million over the next 2 years. It's like his max.
Wow, and Ndamukong Suh agrees to contract with the Buccaneers. That's why they cut Gerald McCoy.
That's fishy. Yeah.
Wow, they were both in the same draft class, weren't they?
Yeah, I believe Suh was 2 and McCoy was 3.
Yep.
Yeah, if he balls out this year, it's a club option, so they could just pick him up.
Right.
So they're in a good spot.
Right.
But if it's the next year, then he's almost 30. Crazy.
Just don't know what kind of defense the Dolphins are going to run if they're going to be able to fit Gerald McCoy in there.
Well, I know what kind of defense that the Buccaneers are going to run, and it's going to be a Swiss cheese one now.
Why?
You got Sue.
Worst run defense in the league.
Call that
here.
Man the cheese man. A Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese.
Lots of holes.
Run right up the gut. Right up the middle on old Ndamukong Suh. He's too busy reading the Wall Street Journal. A little more focus on your play calls there, Sue. A little less on what Warren Buffett's telling you to invest in. He's so rich. What do you think he signed for? Like a gazillion dollars?
I'd say 2 years, 15.
I know no more than a 1 year deal.
It's kind of like new Revis. He's just going to be signing 1 year monster deals left and right. But old Tannenbaum, he gave him the whole house.
You got Sue Island.
Tannenbaum sitting up there on ESPN telling us what to do. You see this guy, too, by the way.
Oh, boy, I knew it was coming.
And this drove me crazy. He goes out there. I don't know. I mean, we may have this cut. Look in this month and look up Tannenbaum and see if he's got that cut where he's like, being a GM in New York is totally different. It's totally different.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I was like, you mother bleeper. Are you serious? You're going to pull the, it's way different being a GM in New York? Why? Because you didn't have to hide from Francesa for 3 weeks, giving him the old chumminess?
The NFL is the most popular sport in our country, and New York's the biggest market, so you have to be energized by that challenge, and you've got to bring it every single day. And you also have to have thick skin, knowing that, you know, whatever decision you make, a lot of people are going to like it, and there's going to be a whole bunch that don't. So it's not for everybody, and I think when people get there, they realize that it's just different there. And again, a lot of people are energized by that, but it's different than a lot of other markets in the league.
Timmit, you're not even the most popular team in your market. Why don't you step back a little bit?
Not even the second most.
Your second fiddle.
Not even. I think the Cowboys are more fans of the Jets.
Come on, man. It's way different being the Jets. Was it? Because I remember all the heat falling on Rex Ryan at first and his foot fetish. So let's just ease it up a little bit there, Tan Man.
So that means when you're a general manager of another team, you don't have to bring it every day. You could take days off.
Apparently so. He's not a TNT guy, Tannenbaum. Not a TNT guy or a TAT guy. Apparently, Mike Tannenbaum thinks he's Magic Johnson. He can just float in and out whenever he wants.
He's kind of unemployed right now.
No, he's one of the ESPN.
He's getting a lot of gigs just on ESPN. Let's go to Tan Man. What do you got to say, Tan Man?
That's different.
Louis Riddick has to look at that guy. He goes, really? Like, we're listening to this guy? This guy had a job. I don't have a job. This guy got hired. Tannenbaum.
The cap
ruiner. I will say this,
I've never listened to Tan. I listen to Louis Riddick. I learn things every time I hear him.
You never.
I listen to Tannenbaum. I've never learned anything.
You never know what people think about these guys we hearing about. You know what I mean? You don't know what teams think about Louis Riddick or Tannenbaum or, you know, so I always wonder, you know, because it seems like a likely choice, but Louis isn't getting a whole bunch of sniffs. So I don't know what it is.
Well, he's still better at TV than Tannenbaum. Tell him that much.
Tannenbaum. Seems pretty good at about everything.
Destroyer of caps.
Is he not? Oh, no, he's not even in the booth. They still won't give him that booth job.
No, well, because you know why? They're holding out for Romo next year. That's why.
Oh, because he's going to be.
Unbelievably, the Monday Night Football booth has now turned into the Miami Heat just waiting for the cap to clear. They're waiting for the big free agency class of next year to get Tony Romo.
The whale, Tony Romo.
Oh, my God. So, you know, here's the interesting part.
Ooh, ESPN Jim.
Or Fox cannot let ESPN get Tony Romo.
Oh, no.
So, you know what that is.
But ESPN's going to spend, one of them's going to spend all of the money. One of them is going to spend all of the money.
Oh, they're going to put Booger back on that mobile. We got Romo now.
Man, Booger's about to go call Conference USA.
No.
Come on. Not that. He's going back to the SEC job.
All right, whatever.
No, they're going to put him back on the...
No, they can't do that.
Haven't called games with Romberg?
They got to get... Like, I saw these ACC networks. They can get old Roms on the ACC network.
Wait,
they're telling me to call these cable providers. Tell your cable provider you want the ACC network. It's like, I will.
Some of the analysts they hired. Stupid. Stupid what they
did. Romberg and Rick on the same broadcast.
You know what happens.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
That'd be terrible.
That would be horrible.
Because he'd be like, yeah, Brett. And you know Brett's going to just want to be like super intense. And like Rick's going to be holding him down like with that southern drawl. Telling you.
Almost as good as if you put Romberg in the radio booth, you know.
That'd be great. You know him and Josie love each other.
Oh, so much love.
Speaking of love, Pat Riley, he spoke to Jackie McMullen yesterday and said, he's got to admit, he's had some thoughts about that Lakers gig. Phases, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.